Good morning, everyone. My name is Sandra Deese, and I work at APHA's Center for Public Health Policy. I'm going to be moderating our session today, but also giving you a brief background of the Power of Policy Innovation Contest. And I just wanted to remind you ahead of time to please silence your cell phones. Also, if you have downloaded our APHA meeting app, you can use it to evaluate the session afterwards, and we would greatly appreciate any feedback that you are willing to provide. Also, we'll plan on taking questions at the end of the session. I have no relationships to disclose, but I would like to acknowledge our funder, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Office for State, Tribal, Local, and Territorial Support. This project is part of the National Public Health Improvement Initiative, and the opinions that I'm about to share with you, as well as our presenters, do not necessarily represent the opinions of the CDC. So as you may know, policy initiatives are some of the most cost-effective ways of improving health, and they're also one of the 10 essential services of public health. So with that in mind, APHA released an RFP last winter that was open to all health departments, and we invited them to submit their innovative policy ideas. We said that they could submit projects that either focused on policy development, implementation, or evaluation. We received applications from 122 health departments and assembled a team of 56 independent proposal reviewers who met in smaller groups and reviewed and scored the proposals. Ultimately, we awarded funding to one state, one tribal, and four local health departments. The funding was awarded in March of this past year, so the awardees are about 6 months in, and the funding goes until February of 2013. So it's a bit of a short time frame for the project. And as a result of the project, we're hoping that we can develop some lessons learned to share with other health departments and develop various products such as webinars and written products that can be shared. And I'm just going to briefly introduce you to our awardees. We have four of them with us today, and I just wanted to acknowledge the two that couldn't be here with us and just tell you a little bit about their projects. So we have the Kane County Health Department in Illinois, and they have convened the Kane County Planning Cooperative, and the purpose of the cooperative is to really educate their community about the Kane County 2040 Master Plan. That plan was passed in May of this past year. And the plan includes policy recommendations for health, land use, and transportation. They have finalized a plan for evaluating the launch of the cooperative, which they plan to share with other health departments and that they hope will serve as a model. They have also awarded funding to six community-based organizations, and they'll also be providing them with technical assistance to begin implementing one or more of the plan's recommendations. We also have the San Carlos Apache Tribal Health Department, and they are developing a tribal public health code that addresses infectious diseases. So far, they have reviewed model public health codes from other tribes and states, as well as the FAB accreditation requirements for public health codes. And they have held a quality improvement training for staff that focused on using QI concepts to identify and address the need for an infectious disease follow-up protocol. And now for the health departments that are with us today, I'm going to introduce all of our speakers now, and then they'll come up and give their presentations. First, we have Marissa Sheldon from the Manatee County Health Department, and she has been there since October 2011. Her work focuses on chronic disease prevention through policy and environmental changes in the areas of nutrition, physical activity, and tobacco cessation. Marissa earned her bachelor's degree in community health from Brown University and her master's in public health from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She's going to be presenting on the Manatee County Complete Streets Project. Next, we have Jerry Thuku from the Maryland Department of Health. She received her bachelor's degree in health administration and policy and a master's degree in applied sociology with a health policy concentration from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. She has been working for the Office of Oral Health in Maryland since 2008, initially as a research associate and now as a health policy analyst slash program coordinator for a CDC cooperative agreement. She coordinates the oral disease prevention program and supports the policy process through the development of policy tools such as concept papers and policy discussion papers. In addition, she monitors macro-environmental trends in state-level oral health policy, including legislative, regulatory, administrative, and other systemic sources of policy. And she is going to be presenting on the evaluation of Maryland's 2008 Public Health Dental Hygiene Act. We also have Alexandra Donovan, who is the Violence Prevention Coordinator at Cambridge Public Health Department. She has worked in the domestic violence field for the past 18 years in a variety of settings, such as the DC Superior Court, refugee camps, shelters, Massachusetts General Hospital, and at the state level. She has her master's in counseling from the George Washington University, and she is going to be presenting on the implementation of a domestic violence policy at the Cambridge Department of Health. Finally, we have Laura Hitchcock, who is an attorney and policy research development specialist with the nation's 10th largest health department, Public Health Seattle and King County. As a member of the Assessment, Policy Development, and Evaluation Unit, she works to support her health department's efforts to develop data and evidence-driven actions, evaluate policies, and make relevant data and information available to stakeholders. She has worked on public policy issues for over two decades, including 3 years in East Africa. Joining her is also Gretchen Hansen from the Comprehensive Health Education Foundation, and they're partnering on these efforts. They're going to be talking on expanding the role of community health workers in Washington State. So now I'd like to bring up our first speaker, Marissa Sheldon from Manatee County.